Dementia and Alzheimer's disease affects one in three people across the globe. Jill Ayling is the head of Global Action Against Dementia in the UK's Department of Health and is in Australia for a series of talks about the UK's National Dementia Strategy, as well as her broader focus on working with other countries following the 2014 G8 Summit, where British Prime Minister David Cameron used the opportunity to create an international focus on the issue. Jill spoke to me about a number of key steps that can be made to help people who have dementia, beginning with the creating of a dementia-friendly community.
Working with people with dementia, they told us that they want to find their way around and feel safe in their local community or city. They want to access local facilities that they use, like banks, shops, cafes, cinemas and post offices. And they want to maintain their social networks, but then make them still feel part of the community. So based on that, we have encouraged cities, villages and towns to work towards being dementia friendly in order to deliver the things that people with dementia have told us. So shall I give you a really tangible example?
Yes,
so there's a guy called Trevor Jarvis who has got vascular dementia in England, and he still wants to be independent and he still wants to use his bank and access money. And he said, but I can't remember the PIN code. So he's been working with Lloyds Bank, and they have ensured that he now no longer has a PIN code, but he can use his signature instead. And what Lloyds have now done is they have developed a strategy across the whole of England to say to people with dementia, you tell us what's the easiest way that's safe and secure to get your money out, and we will ensure that we can do that for you so they can remain independent. So that's a tangible example of a dementia-friendly community and of businesses and society supporting people to do that.
Sometimes it is just that challenge and thinking outside the square, isn't it?
It's exactly that. So think about you or I. If we were to get dementia, you wouldn't want to lose your independence because you can live well with dementia. There is no cure at the moment. But I met a lady yesterday, Christine Bryden, who got dementia when she was 46. Now, I'm 48, so that's quite scary. But she's now 20 years into it. She's written two books. She's managing her disease. But she said the way that she's able to do that is because she's still able to go out shopping, use her bank, and go about her day-to-day activities as she would, so that people are aware that they're respectful, they're not patronising, and that the stigma around it has been, you know, changed. So I think that's what a dementia-friendly community is. This is about us as citizens actually taking responsibility. Because who knows, one in three of us will get dementia. Wouldn't we want that respect as well?
What do we need to set in place to best support carers?
It's so, so important to support carers, because if they go into crisis, the person with dementia will either end up going into hospital or go into residential care. So currently at the moment, if you've got a child who's in hospital, you as a parent can stay overnight. So we've now are thinking about how we can do the same for carers, so that they can be in hospitals providing that support, because hospitals are very busy places. And for the person with dementia, it's very disorientating. So having a loved one in there is great. And also it reassures the carer that the person with dementia is eating, is drinking, and also feels supported because they're there. Also in the UK, some of the things we're doing is around respite, because it's so important that the person who's looking after somebody with dementia get some respite themselves. So I recently visited a home respite service where the gentleman had dementia, and she said, as I'm packing my bag for him, I'm packing my own bag and I'm going to see my daughter in Scotland. And that revitalises me. It gives me that energy, so when I come back again, I'm ready to look after my husband. And without that, she said, I would probably go into crisis. We need to recognise that these are unpaid carers, and we need to provide the infrastructure and support so that they can continue to do that. Because as a society, we can't afford for the health and care services to pick up all of that completely.
Ultimately, what is the vision that you want on a global scale?
There are so many people out there who will tell you that you can't. And what we've got to do is turn around as a global society and say, watch me. Because dementia isn't contagious, but I think hope is. And if you've got hope, then actually you can drive a whole host of new things. So that's the kind of soft side. But I think also you need political endorsement. You need to work across partnerships, because no one organisation or country can do it on their own. You need to measure what you're delivering so that you can see where you're making the improvements. And you need to do things like you and I are doing now. So I'm hoping that I'm giving positive messages and raising the awareness of dementia through media. So with all of those combination of factors, I think we can make a real difference globally.
Jill Ayling, Head of Global Action Against Dementia, who's speaking around Australia in conjunction with Alzheimer's Australia.